This is NHR Sport.
Hello, and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the finest moments from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. Due to unforeseen circumstances, we here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio have been unable to bring you the usual podcasts in February, and we apologise for this. But to make up for it, we now have a mammoth show for you this time, including the six games that we have covered for the patients and staff at the QMC and City Hospitals between the 7th and 28th of February. On this podcast, you'll hear Nottingham Forest take on Wolves, Liverpool and Fenerbahce at the City Ground, as well as Notts County facing Tranmere and Grimsby at home. And it's at Meadow Lane we will begin this episode when the Magpies welcomed Barrow in the English Football League 2. Your commentators for this game are Rod Smith and Richard Smith.
It's Notts County against Barrow in League 2, and Notts County hoping to extend their winning run to six games. They will be defending the Kop End in this first half, and Barrow will kick us off. And we are underway. So Ruller gets a cross ball in towards the centre of goal. A good header from Matthew Dennis, but straight at the keeper, either side of the keeper, and that would have been interesting. But a lovely cross ball again from Nick Sorulla, who seems to have flourished on the right-hand side ever since he's sort of come into that role on the right wing-back area. Iopenda back out wide again to Sorulla. Sorulla cuts infield on his left foot, clips a ball wide for Macari, gets a cross ball in, saved by Stanway. It'll break for Sorulla to have a shot. It's gone in. I don't know whether Nick Sorulla will claim that. He's run away with his arms in the air. It took a huge deflection off a defender, but Notts County won't mind that whatsoever. Nick Sorulla's on the score sheet for the Magpies, and with just a few minutes gone, 15 minutes gone in the first half, it's Notts County 1, Barrow 0.
Well, what can I say? I like the cutback when he get the cross. Goalkeeper pushes out. Does it hit the keeper or the defender? Oh, it is the defender. It could be an own goal, unfortunately.
I think it is. Just trying to look at what it is. It was a lovely cutback from Sorulla to find Macari. His cross ball was saved by Stanway. Came back out to Sorulla. First time shot with his right foot. Definitely going wide. And I think it's the number 8, Scott Smith, who's the goal scorer for Notts County. Tyrese Hall and Jody Jones lean back. It could be Jody Jones, you know, to flick this in left-footed. Up he comes, left-footed, tries it on goal, and Will Stanway just... I don't know whether he was trying to catch that or whether he was intentionally pushing it over the top of the bar. He's gone out for the first corner of the game to Notts County. Barrow on the attack, but square ball finds McCann, and that's a lovely goal from McCann. Great build-up down the right-hand side for Barrow. I think it was the number 21, Jack Earing, who got the ball across, and McCann was on the edge of the 18-yard box, and he fired the ball in. Nothing that James Belshaw could have done, and we've got parity here at Meadow Lane. 30 minutes gone, and it's Notts County now 1, Barrow 1. And the referee does blow for half-time. An enterprising opening 45 minutes, particularly for Barrow. Notts took the lead, as I say, that own goal from a shot from Nick Sorulla. Thought he'd scored his third of the season, but on 16 minutes, it was turned in by Scott Smith, past his own goalkeeper, to make it 1-0 to the home side. And then Charlie McCann got on the end of a, we think, a scuffed pass from Jack Earing, but he was Johnny on the spot, on the edge of the 18-yard box, to rifle in his fourth goal of the season. Half-time then, here at Meadow Lane, it's Notts County 1, Barrow 1. Notts County 1, Barrow 1 at half-time, and we are underway with Notts kicking towards the Kop End in this second half. Corner comes in towards the far post. It might break for Robertson. Nodded into the back of the net by Matty Dennis. There's no flag for offside, and Notts have got a second here at Meadow Lane. It's a terrific opening in this second half, and Notts have got exactly what they deserve. They look round and everybody was expecting an offside flag, but Matty Dennis nods the ball into the back of the net, and it's Notts County 2, Barrow 1. Tangan gets away from his man, left him in his wake. Tangan now up towards the edge of the 18-yard box, tries a shot, deflects off a player and goes wide for another corner for Notts County. Great run by Harold Nilsson Tangan there. It's exactly what gets bums off seats here at Meadow Lane, that sort of thing, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. It took him, he found the space, and it took him well. It did take a deflection, didn't it?
Gets a cross ball in towards the far post, and it there surely looked like there'd be a penalty shout there, but the referee indicates a goal kick. Jacob Beddo, who was having his shirt pulled off his back there, wasn't he?
That's a penalty all day long, isn't it?
Yeah. Macari goes on the run. Sorulla comes in field, finds Robertson. Robertson, edge of the 18-yard box, has to go back on his left foot. He finds Iopenda. Cross ball comes in for Matty Dennis to miss from 2 yards. Looked easier to score. Came right across from Tom Iopenda, and that would have finished the game. 9,581 here at Meadow Lane today, including 211 Barrow fans. McCann with a bit of space to run into, plays it out wide on the right hand side for Newby, faced up by Iopenda. Newby gets a cross in, it's flapped at by Belshaw. It's cleared off the line, is it? Yes, it is. Terrific work there from Notts County. I think it was Jacob Beddo, but Barrow's still on the attack and it's gone out. Jacob Beddo's cleared the ball off the line there. James Belshaw came and didn't get anywhere near it. Ball down the line. Referee does blow for full time, and Notts have earned another victory by the odd goal. 2 goals, one in either half. An own goal from a shot from Nick Sorulla that was turned into his own net by Scott Smith, and a goal on 57 minutes by Matthew Dennis. It turned out to be a consolation that Charlie McCann scored on 29 minutes to get back to 1-1. But at the end of the day, it's Notts County that have ran out 2-1 winners. It's finished here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 2, Barrow 1.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Our next game for you is back on the 11th of February, when the Reds faced off against bottom club Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Premier League. Your commentators at this game are Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
Here we go then. Referee Tim Robinson blows the whistle for the beginning of the first half in this Premier League's fixture as Nottingham Forest take on Wolverhampton Wanderers here at the City Ground. And it's Forest to take the kick, and Elliot Anderson plays it back to Stefan Ortega, who kicks it long for the Reds. As Forrest come forward again now with Hudson-Odoi, he's wide left of the penalty area, tries to cut inside, still got the ball, takes a shot and it goes just past the post. He tried to play it as he often does, Hudson-Odoi, cuts inside, he drills it low, looking for that far post, but unfortunately he just can't wrap his foot around it enough, and it flies past Jose Sarr's post low. And after 7 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. Hudson-Odoi thinks about crossing it. He does, but he crosses it outside the area to Elliot Anderson, who's on the edge. He then whips in a ball looking for a Forest man, and it's headed just wide. It's Morgan Gibbs-White, as you could probably hear from the crowd. Everybody thought he was going to head that in. I'm not sure if he was offside. I don't know if the linesman had put the flag up, but Gibbs White from about 3 yards out just had a header on goal and he missed the goal at his far post. Forest really should be 1-0 up now, but as it stands after 13 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Wolves 0. Well, Forest have got every man back now as Jose Sarr chips the ball forward. Edge of the penalty area. It's headed away by Nico Williams, and then Hudson-Odoi tries to step away from two men, and he does. The Wolves players running into each other, and Forest have actually got 5-on-1 here as Hudson-Odoi comes down the side, plays it across the box, and Lorenzo Luca blasts the ball over the bar from about the from about the penalty spot. The ball was played across by Hudson-Odoi, who's got his hands up in shock. There was five Forest men, and it was Lorenzo Luca who came onto it, but he was sliding in. I'm not sure why he was sliding. It was an absolutely fantastic chance for Forest to take the lead. But from the penalty spot, Lorenzo Luca smashes it over the bar. And after 31 minutes, he's still Forest 0, Wolves 0. And Anderson wins the ball back and plays it to Gibbs White. Forest have got 4-on-3. Gibbs White switches the play to Hudson-Odoi. He controls it inside the area. Takes a shot, and it's a good save from Jose Sarr. The shot in the end was straight at the keeper. But he kept it low. I think he was looking for the bottom corner or maybe just to slip the ball underneath the Wolves man. But it's a good save by Jose Sarr in the end. And after 45 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Wolves 0. A bit impatient at the moment as Nico Williams brings it under control. Referee, though, says Nico's used his arm. Nico's trying to plead his innocence, saying it was my shoulder slash chest. And with that free kick that was blown for, that's also given Tim Robinson the chance to say that the 46 minutes of the first half are up here at the City Ground. It's Forest 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. The game has not been without chances. Forest by far the better team, dominating play and really forcing Wolves into defence most of the first half. Forest did have chances with the shots early on straight at Jose Sarr, who was able to gather them comfortably. Gibbs White then had a header from about 4 or 5 yards out from goal, but sort of forced to the left, that was headed into the side netting. Forest's closest chance though came from Lorenzo Luca when Forest had a 5-on-1 man break and the ball was played across the penalty area onto the penalty spot for Lorenzo Luca, who was running onto it, and he blasts the ball over the bar and in to the Wolves fans sitting behind the goal. Wolves have had chances, albeit both off target and not really threatening Forest's goal that much. But as it stands here at the City Ground at half time, it is Nottingham Forest 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. As we kick off the second half here at the City Ground, it's Wolves to take the kick. And the ball's played back and then kicked long. And now Wolves have a throw with Yerson Mosquera. And Gibbs White now can break forward. It's 3-on-3. It's Gibbs White, Hudson-Odoi and Lorenzo Luca. But Gibbs White skips past his man and into the penalty area. Then lays it to Hudson-Odoi. Takes a shot straight at Jose Sarr. And Jose Sarr makes another save without really having to stretch. It was straight at him. And Forest waste another chance. 54 minutes gone. It's still 0-0. And Amari Hutchinson now steps away from the ball. He's going to cross it in. Left-footed in-swinger. He plays it short to Elliot Anderson. Elliot Anderson back to Amari Hutchinson. Edge of the penalty area. Trying to wriggle his way in. Crosses the ball. Flicked on by Gibbs White. Crossed across the box. It's bouncing over everywhere. And it's a great save. I have absolutely no idea how that ball did not end up in the back of the net. It was Morato from about 3 yards out. Just directed the ball on goal from a Nico Williams cross. And somehow Jose Sarr has kept the ball out of the back of the net. 76 minutes gone. Forest 0, Wolves 0. Right. Gibbs White trying to take on his man. Crosses the ball with his left foot. Takes a deflection. Goes to the edge of the area. And Elliot Anderson blasts it. Second ball falls to Elliot Anderson. He tries to blast it again. And Wolves now actually have a break. It's 3-on-1. 4-on-1. Wolves are coming forward. Can Tolu make a pass? He can. It's Mane. Takes the shot. It's straight at Ortega. To Bellegarde. He then gets the shot all wrong. And it flies over. But that was a close chance. Forest caught completely on the break. And the referee, Tim Robinson, blows the full-time whistle here at the City Ground to a chorus of boos by the Forest fans. They are not happy with this performance. Forest have huffed and puffed all game and created and not taken any of the chances. And there is lots of boos from the City Ground faithful here as Sean Dyche goes down the tunnel.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Now we are heading back to Meadow Lane for a game that took place on the 21st of February when Tranmere from the Wirral travelled to Notts County in the English Football League 2. The highlights from this game are brought to you by Joe Molino and Richard Smith.
The referee and his whistle to get us underway for this League 2 encounter between Notts County and Tranmere Rovers. Tranmere Rovers will kick us off, playing towards the Kop end in this first half. Our referee, Harry Wager, gets us underway. Plays it out wide for Cirulla, who could have gone a bit further for me. Cirulla gets to the byline, gets a cross ball in. It's in a dangerous area, and Nunlove almost gets on the end of it, but it's knocked out of play on that far side by Stephen Negro. It's the first corner of the afternoon to Notts County. We've been playing for 4.5 minutes. Cirulla finds Iopenda, gets a cross ball in towards the far post. It's almost knocked in his own goal there by Jason Lowe. Fortunately, it went straight at the goalkeeper either side of him, and that was a goal for Notts County, an own goal. Bedo now for Unglove in a bit of space, corner of the 18-yard box at the Hayden Green family stand. He's gone past his man, gets a ball in, and it's coming off the defender. Lee Unglove knocks the ball in, it bounced back out, and it came back out off a defender into an empty net with the goalkeeper nowhere. Notts have the lead, nearly 15 minutes gone. It's Notts County 1, Tranmere Rovers 0. As he gets on the ball now, tries to get the ball through to Unglove. Unglove then is in on goal. Good save that from Morosi. Iopenda, edge of the 18-yard box, doing exactly what we were just talking about there. Gets the ball through to Unglove. Unglove on, through on goal and knocks the shot against Morosi. Decent save from the Tranmere keeper. 30 minutes gone, it's still 1-0 to the home side.
He never knows when he's lost the ball, does he, Lee Unglove? It didn't quite break for him perfectly, but he absolutely busted gut to get there.
Well, we've ticked round to 49 minutes and the referee blows for half time. A satisfactory first half for Notts County, who took the lead on 15 minutes rather fortuitously. Great work down the left hand side by Lee Unglove, who for me, but he's made a real nuisance of himself as Leon Glove in that first half. And his breakaway down the left-hand side fizzed the ball across. It came back off a couple of defenders and went in off the unfortunate Jason Lowe to make it 1-0. And that is the half-time score here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 1, Tranmere Rovers 0. And Notts attacking the Kop end in this second half. As I was saying at half-time, Kuyar not really as effective as maybe he could have been. But the ball out wide for Cirulla. Cirulla is into the box at the Kop end. He turns his man, gets the ball across for Leon Glove. And that's his first goal as a Notts County footballer. And we've been playing for a minute in the second half. It was a lovely ball down the right-hand side from Scott Robertson, who found Nick Cirulla in loads of space. He sat his man down on his backside and squared the ball for Leon Glove. It's 2-0 to Notts. Joe Ironside giving the ball away. Unglove's in again. Tranmere Rovers were playing around with it at the back line. He was picked off by Connor Grant in the 6-yard box. He squared it for Leon Glove. Notts County are now 3-0 ahead. And I think it's game over. Keeper and the right back were just playing around with it. It came to Connor Grant, squared it to his strike partner, Leon Glove, 7 yards from goal, fired the ball in. It's Notts County 3, Tranmere Rovers 0. Conor Grant, lovely ball, tries to get Unglove away, just hits him on the hand, but he plays a lovely ball for Jody Jones now. Edge of the 18-yard box, and it goes in. Notts County are all over Tranmere Rovers. They've scored a fourth. It's Jody Jones's fifth goal of the season. A blaster from the edge of the 18-yard box. I think it may have taken a deflection, but Jody Jones has a goal, and Notts County have four. It's Notts County 4, Tranmere Rovers 0.
It's a rampage. Game, set and match.
McGowan gives the ball away, and now Matt Dennis can forage forward with it. He's got three for company. Matt Dennis is into the box. He gets brought down. Referee says and does nothing. Well, that looked like a penalty to me, but the referee was quite a long way behind that. Well, 10,329 is pretty good going for a fourth division game, I'm thinking. Sorulla lifts the ball over the top, looking for the run of Tangan, who gets brought down, and the referee gives a penalty. Well, the ball was over the top from Nick Sorulla. Harold Nielsen Tangan was in a tangle there with Nathan Smith, who had his arm around the neck of the Norwegian and brought him down. A penalty for Notts County and a chance for the fifth. It's Matt Dennis. A 3-yard run-up, coming up for it, right-footed. At the top end, Matt Dennis puts the ball into the back of the net. It's Notts 5, Tranmere Rovers 0. There's a foul in there, and I think that's going to be pretty much it. Everybody congratulating everybody else. Everybody thinks that that's the end of the game, and the referee does blow for full-time. And in front of a crowd of 10,329 here in Meadow Lane, Notts County have won the game by 5-0. An own goal on 15 minutes from Jason Lowe. Unfortunately, a double ricochet came back off Jason Lowe's knees and went into the goal. And then in the second half, 2 goals in quick succession for Leon Glove on 46 and 55 minutes. Added to 2 minutes later by Jody Jones, firing a ball in via a deflection. And Matthew Dennis finished everything off on the 86th minute to make it Notts County 5, Tranmere Rovers 0.
Hi, this is Fred Setters, and I'm inviting you to join me for Rock Solid. 2 hours of the very best in classic and progressive rock music, right here on your favourite radio station. We'll be playing music from the giants of rock, including Deep Purple, Genesis, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and many, many more. Check the station's website for broadcast times for Rock Solid with me, Fred Setters. Tune in, you'll be glad you did.
It's back to the banks of the River Trent again now, for a match in the Premier League on the 22nd of February, as Nottingham Forest took on last season's champions Liverpool at the City Ground. With commentary for this one, you have Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
So here we are at the City Ground for Nottingham Forest versus Liverpool. The teams are out. Mullachintyre has been sung as we get ready for Anthony Taylor to blow the whistle, and he does, and the game is underway here between Nottingham Forest and Liverpool in the Premier League. And the ball's played forward by Virgil van Dijk, and it's held up by Curtis Jones. Anderson, who shirts in that sitting defensive midfield possession, finds Aina. Aina coming forward finds Hutchinson. Hutchinson turns on the ball and then plays it through to Jesus in the centre of the box. It's a great tackle. What a tackle by Virgil van Dijk. Pretty much on the penalty spot as Jesus was ready to unleash his shot. Van Dijk just puts in a foot, a toe maybe, and takes it away from the Forest striker. And Liverpool then trying to come forward, eventually lose the ball to Sangare. But it was a fantastic tackle from Virgil van Dijk, and you question whether Igor Jesus could have got the ball away quicker. Gakpo loses out to Milenkovic, and Forrest can now come forward. It's four on four, and then Hutchinson played in on the right. He's up against Kirkez, trying to get into the penalty area. Does, crosses the ball. It's saved by Allison, who tips it over the bar. Not sure if it was a shot from Hutchinson or a cross, but what it did do is it went towards goal, and Allison had to put it over the bar to be sure. And Forest have their third corner of the game.
I think that was a skew. I think he, in two minds, to be honest with you, he was looking for the cross, but it just seemed to look, yeah, it just got to the outside of his foot. Good save by Allison.
Yeah, he had to do had to make a reaction, had to make a save, didn't he, Allison? Still Hudson-Odoi inside to Hutchinson. He tries to chip it over McAllister, but good defending from Liverpool. But then McAllister runs into Sangare, and Curtis Jones then runs into Anderson. Morgan Gibbs-White comes away with it for the Reds. He plays the ball forward to Hutchinson. It's still in play. Back heel by Hutchinson to Hudson-Odoi to Anderson. Does take a shot, tries to curl it towards the top corner, but it's over the outstretching hand of Alisson and also over the bar and out for a Liverpool goal kick. But that was close from the Reds, and some good play as well, because Liverpool cannot get this ball under control. And after 44 minutes here at the City Ground, still Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 0. Yeah, Forest maybe just wanting, just not creating anything, and could have probably done a bit better, although they have dominated this first half here at the City Ground, as Anthony Taylor does blow the half-time whistle. Just to go through some of them stats for you, Rod. 59% possession for Forest to Liverpool's 41. 12 shots to Liverpool's 2. 2 on target for Forest, none for Liverpool. 281 passes the Reds have made. Liverpool have only made 202. So again, Forest really dominating the play in this first half, which is the story that we've been given.
Yep.
But here at the City Ground at half-time, it is Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 0. And he does blow the whistle for the second half here at the City Ground in the Premier League. And it's Forrest Kick who plays it back to Stefan Ortega, who kicks it long, but it's headed by Virgil van Dijk. Dominguez and Doi trying to cut it out. He plays it straight to Sangare. He's got Konate for company. He gets the ball off of Sangare and finds Ngoma. Little step overs, trying to get past Nico Williams, crosses the ball in towards the back post. Hugo Ekitike shoots and it's saved. And then the ball tries to be cleared by Ola Aina, but he clears it straight into Alexis McAllister. And I think it's Alexis McAllister's back. And into the net it goes. And Liverpool on 88 minutes here at the City Ground take the lead. Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1.
I thought that it'd been saved first off by Ortega brilliantly well, and I thought Forrest had defended, but there was McAllister just to get in the way, basically. And McAllister there was following up on his
toes. Ekitike heads it, point blank range. Ortega makes a great save. Aina then chests it and goes to volley it away, and volleys it straight against the back of Alexis McAllister, and it then flies back towards goal and into the back of the net.
As I say, they all count, but that was one of the most fortunate goals I've seen in a while. You turn your back on the ball and it just hits and goes in the back of the net.
Yes, they have, although it looks like there's something going on. Just watching.
Got VAR involved
now. Yeah, I think they're trying to say it came off his arm, but I don't think it did. Although I'm just looking again, or is it his lower elbow it hits? The replay is on a big screen sort of in front of us here at the City Ground, just to give you an idea of what we're looking at. And the screen's probably about, I don't know, a good sort of 10 foot away from me. So I'm trying to lean forward to see. So we're looking.
It goes against his back.
Yeah, we're looking at VAR. And we've got. No, they've given it as a handball.
Wow, I'm amazed.
So, I think it's the right call. It seems to hit his lower elbow.
Yeah.
And cannon back into the goal.
But was it really intentional?
Still handball. Yeah, and you can see his arm move actually now. If you watch it again, when the ball hits his arm shoots forward, so it's definitely his arm is hit. I'm maybe being biased because I'm Forest. The Liverpool fans, you'll probably look back on it and go, it was a very harsh decision to award a no goal and a handball. Forest fans will look on it and say the referee came to the right call and VAR did. What we can tell you for definite is here at the City Ground, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 0.
Yeah.
Joe Gomez telling the players to get close to the goal. He's actually taking it short instead and throwing it straight to Szoboszlai. Szoboszlai now has got Nicolas Dominguez for company. Tries to think about crossing it in, cuts back, then does cross it in towards Ekitike. It's over him and then finds a Forest man, and McAllister then follows up this time and puts the ball into the back of the net, and Liverpool have taken the lead here in the 96th minute. Forest were defending. It was a great save by Stefan Ortega from the header of Ekitike, but he can only push the ball out to Alexis McAllister, who's about 4 yards out from goal, and he puts it into the back of the net. 96 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1.
And Nico Williams is down on the floor, banging the floor, distraught, is now limping as well. And McAllister was in the same place again from the goal.
Offside. Ekitike's offside. It's going to be offside.
Yeah, looking at that replay.
It's going to be offside. It's not Ekitike who wins the header, but I think they're both offside.
So we'll see what VAR has to say for this.
I think this is offside.
Yeah, it was a great
We're going to have to
see
it again. It's just whether the man who wins the header, who I'm not 100% sure who it is. Look at the line. Look at where the Forest player's foot is.
Yep.
It's before that change of grass in the pitch as we look at the replay. And it looks like both Liverpool men have passed that already. I think this is going to be offside. But I've been wrong before. what a dramatic end to this game.
Yeah. Well, we've already had one disallowed goal. And we've got two disallowed goals.
No, it's been given.
Has it been given?
The goal's been given. He must have been onside. Well, to be honest, that looked more like it wasn't going to be given than the first one.
Yeah, agreed.
But it has been given. So here at the City Ground, 98 minutes. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1. It's Alexis McAllister. Yep, that's it. Anthony Taylor blows the final whistle here at the City Ground. Van Dijk punches the air. He's ecstatic that Liverpool have been able to claim 3 points here. Nico Williams had his hands on his head. He's distraught after Forest played superbly in a game that they did not deserve to lose, but have done here at the City Ground on this February Sunday afternoon in the sunshine. It's finished Nottingham Forest 0, Liverpool 1.
Every Sunday between 9 and 12.
Oh, what a gorgeous day it is.
Is it 9 o'clock already?
Oh, we'd better get on with the show then. We've always got someone popping in for a chat here on the Sunday morning show. Mr. Len Goodman. Good morning, Len.
Hey, how are you? I always enjoy it in Nottingham. I like it very much.
The man himself, Mr. Philip George. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. How are you?
I used to do mobile discos a long time ago, and I played places like the Dog and Grapes and Horse and Jockey. And right. I've been found a couple of times in the Queen's Arms, but that's a different story. But we've got the best in classic and new releases for you. I can tell you where you can go in the nicest possible way. For your entertainment for the coming week in the East Midlands, we've got TV gossip. Oh, and there's always a chance for somebody popping in to play some music live for you.
I do know it, actually. I just wanted you to play it.
Spend Sunday mornings with Kev Castle.
9 through till 12.
On Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Join me.
Our final trip to the City Ground for this episode sees the Reds taking on the Turkish side, Fenerbahce, in their second leg tie in the playoff round of the Europa League, which took place on the 26th of February. Once again, commentary is brought to you by Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
As the kickoff has happened here at the City Ground for this Europa League second leg playoff game between Nottingham Forest and Fenerbahce, and the ball's played back to Stefan Ortega, who kicks it long. And Forest do retain possession, but it has been forced back to Jair Cunha. Cut off as a good ball over the top by Anderson finds Hutchinson. Wide left, he's up against Demir. Stepping one way, stepping the other, whips the ball in. Oh, it just misses Lorenzo Luca. It misses Chetin as well. Goes through the middle of both of them, about 6 yards out, and goes out the opposite end for a Fenerbahce throw. But that was closed for Forest. 14 minutes gone. It's still 0-0 here at the City Ground. Sorry. Forest doing, having a good spell of possession here without really creating anything. But now Hutchinson is freeing away down the left. He's got a man for company, but he steps around him easily. Tries to put the ball into the box, and it's blocked well by Guendouzi, and he gets the ball out. But Forest quite easily working their way down the left. But now Sharif broke down the right, and he's up against Jair Cunha. He's got a man in the middle of Fenerbahce. Sharif keeps going. He then squares it to the man in the middle who's brought it down. Aktürk Koglu scores for Fenerbahce. He's about 6 yards out. It was played across to him. He took a touch. You thought maybe the touch had gone away from him. It was a quick break by Fenerbahce. But after the bobble and the touch that Akertoglu took, he was able to set himself, compose himself, and put the ball past Stefan Ortega into the back of the net. And after 21 minutes here at the City Ground, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Fenerbahce 1.
I didn't see that coming. But he was a, what can I say, the number 26, what do his name, Sharifi, did his job. And he got some good pace, and well, he's well on side, and the pass was excellent, and he took it really well, I have to say.
And Fenerbahce have done a good job of forcing Forest back as Murillo tries to wiggle his way around two men. He does find Morato. Morato to Hutchinson now. Forest going to try and come down the left. Hutchinson on one to Anderson. Anderson cuts back inside, still has it, takes a shot, and it flies across the goal and past the far post. It was a tight angle from Elliot Anderson. It was a low, hard shot with his right foot, looking for that far corner. Couldn't quite find it, though, could the Reds man. It flies past the keeper, past the post, and out for a Fenerbahce goal kick. And after 24 minutes, Forest 0, Fenerbahce 1. Elliot Anderson wins the ball for Forest, finds Hutchinson. And then another poor pass, and Aydin's now free and away and down the side, and he squares it. And a shot from Akhtar Koglu from the edge of the penalty area is awful. He got to the edge of the penalty area, and he was passed the ball by Sheriff, and he was in acres of space, and he tries to take the shot first time and gets it horribly wrong, skimming it across the turf and well wide of Stefan Ortega's goal. But that's another dangerous break, where Forrest just completely switch off. The bench of Fenerbahce are furious because they wanted to see a second goal. Forrest are not on it at the moment, which is dangerous, but it still stands. 41 minutes gone here at the City Ground. Forrest 0, Fenerbahce 1. 45 minutes have been played here at the City Ground. 4 minutes added on at the end of this first half, as the ball's played over the top, and it's a great ball, and Akhtar Koglu plays it back to Sharif, who takes the shot and kicks it straight against the chest of Stefan Ortega. Has Stefan Ortega forgotten how to use his hand? He saved another shot, but just saved it with his chest. I suppose as long as you get any part of your body in front of it, that's all that matters. But Sheriff has had a shot from just left of the penalty spot after a lovely little back flick from Akhtar Koglu, but from, like we say, about 10 yards out, 8 yards out, he smashed it straight at the Forest keeper, who dives. And in fact, it took a little nick, I think, from Jair Cunha, and that's maybe what changed the trajectory of the ball, and why Ortega just saved it with his chest instead of anything else. But what does matter is that he did save it with his chest, and after 46 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Fenerbahce 1. Hutchinson now crosses it left-footed, looking for Lorenzo Luca. It's way over his head. It bounces nearly outside of the penalty area on the far right and goes out for a Fenerbahce throw. But that does give chance for referee Maurizio Marinani to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground. And at half-time, it is Nottingham Forest 0, Fenerbahce 1 in this second leg Europa League playoff game. We've kicked off here for the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Fenerbahce in the Europa League playoff round, as the ball's played forward by Fenerbahce, who are now attacking the Trent end, and Forest forced them back, and it's tried to be played down the line by Semedo, and they've actually got away from the players, and then he goes down, and a penalty's been given straight away. It was Akhtar Koglu who's been fouled, running into the box. The referee had no hesitation. He pointed to the spot relatively quickly, and Fenerbahce are going to have a penalty early in this second half. It's Akhtar Koglu to take the penalty for Fenerbahce. He's standing in front of the Trent end. Stefan Ortega's in goal for Forest. Can the Forest goalkeeper keep it at 1-0, or will it be 2-0 to Fenerbahce? Early in the second half, 46 minutes gone. Juksic being told to, going over and talking to the ref, he's been told to step back. Here comes the penalty then for Fenerbahce. Akhtar Koglu runs forward, takes a shot straight down the middle and into the goal here at the City Ground. 47 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Fenerbahce 2. Anderson then finds Hudson-Odoi. He's coming into the penalty area, lays it back. It's going to be a shot by Nico Williams, and it flies past the post. Nico Williams had a run up again. I'm not entirely sure how close it was because of the angle that we're at, but it looked close. He hit it first time and it was close. It was always curving away from goal, and it flies past the far left hand post of Tank Shettin and out for a Fenerbahce goal kick. 53 minutes gone. Forest 0, Fenerbahce 2. And again, they're 2-0 down here and they're just struggling. They can't buy a goal at the minute from Forest. As Sangare has the ball in the centre circle, plays it right to Dominguez. Dominguez coming down the right wing now, plays it forward to Ola Aina. Ola Aina tries to get the cross in, does get the cross in to Hudson-Odoi. He controls it. Edge of the penalty area, takes a shot and finds the back of the net, does! Callum Hudson-Odoi, he was giving too much time and too much space, and he is able to put his foot on the ball, cut one way, cut the other, and then he rolls the ball across the face of goal into the far corner, past Tank Chetin, and into the back of the net. 67 minutes gone, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Fenerbahce 2, but more importantly, it's Forest 4, Fenerbahce 2 on aggregate. Forest is just coming forward now. Igor Jesus past his man. Shoot, saved by Chetin. It was Jesus. He was one-on-one with Chetin. He did have a defender just behind him, breathing down his neck. And he takes the shot from just inside the penalty area as Chetin came rushing out of his goal. And he couldn't beat the Fenerbahce goalkeeper. He plays it straight into his midriff. And it's saved. And then Fenerbahce get the ball away. And now the game's been stopped for play for an injury. It was Guendouzi who forced Fenerbahce... forced Igor Jesus to his left, and Vitor Pereira was furious. He wanted the ball lifting up and over the goalkeeper. He's furious with Igor Jesus. Forest probably could have put the game to bed there,
yep,
and instead they haven't. 79 minutes gone, it's still Forest 1, Fenerbahce 2. Akichi and then tries to get away from his man, but it's taken off him by Anderson, and Anderson now plays Hutchinson in, and Hutchinson's in on goal. It's just Amari Hutchinson, edge of the area. Oh, and it's a great save by Chetin. Amari Hutchinson should have scored. He got to the edge of the area and he takes a left-footed shot, trying to go low to Chechin's left-hand post, but the keeper makes a good save. Poor from Forest, really. Hutchinson should be burying that.
Watch his body. Goalkeeper at Susnik.
Yeah, a man with confidence would put that in, yep, no problem. But Hutchinson is saved and it goes out for a Forest corner. 88 minutes gone. Forest 1, Fenerbahce 2. And as Stefan Ortega kicks the ball from the goal kick, Maurizio Marianani blows the full-time whistle here at the City Ground in the second round. In the second leg of the playoff round in the Europa League. It's finished. Nottingham Forest 1, Fenerbahce 2. But more importantly, it's finished on aggregate. Nottingham Forest 4, Fenerbahce 2. And are in the draw for the next round, the last 16 in the Europa League.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
The last game on this podcast for you takes place at Meadow Lane as Notts County were visited by Grimsby Town on the 28th of February in the English Football League 2. Your final commentators are Joe Molyneux and Richard Smith.
Almost ready to go then here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County against Grimsby Town in League 2. And Notts County will kick us off towards the Hen Green family stand in this first half. Our referee today is Declan Brown, his fifth game in League 2 this season. Ball back with Matthew Platt. It's headed to Conor Grant on the corner of the 18-yard box. He finds Iopenda, gets a shot in, straight into the arms of the keeper. Just didn't put enough on it from the edge of the 18-yard box. That's as close as Notts have come in this opening 34 minutes or so. Cross ball comes in from Sorolla towards the centre of goal. It might break for Jody Jones, who just lifted the ball over the top of the bar We've got 1 minute to add on at the end of the first half, and that just needed a little bit more thought going into it there from Jody Jones.
Yeah, kind of just stuck his foot out, never really fell to him properly. Kind of just stuck his right foot out and didn't really get above it.
Referee blowing his whistle, and he does blow for half time. Not the finest first half that we've ever seen here at Meadow Lane. And Grimsby Town have come to spoil the game, really, for Notts County, but they've had a couple of opportunities. Shots gone wide and over the top of the bar has been about the best of it here at Meadow Lane, where the half-time score is disappointing. Notts County 0, Grimsby Town 0. So we're underway in the second half here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 0, Grimsby Town 0. A couple of changes for Notts at half-time. Hopefully that will perk up the home side's fortunes, looking for their sixth home win on the bounce here at Meadow Lane. Sweeney back to Corey. Infield again for Sweeney, edge of the 18-yard box. Challenge charged down there by Aaron Nilsson-Tangen. Shot comes in, and that's a lovely save, tipped over the top of the bar by James Belshaw, and it needed to be. First corner of the second half goes to Grimsby Town. Lovely build-up work down the left-hand side. And a shot came in, tipped over the bar by James Belshaw for this corner. In it comes towards the near post, it's headed away, and again Belshaw flicks at it, gets it away. And Notts' defence at the moment in a little bit of tatters. Infield looking for Undluff. Tangen, ball through looking for the run of Iorpender. It'll come through for Sorulla this time. He finds Iorpender. First time ball in for Undluff! Just wide of the right hand upright. It was a scruffy effort from Undluff, about 4 or 5 yards out. Couldn't really get his feet around it properly. But a cross ball in from Iorpender, and Undluff just couldn't seem to sort it out. It was a little bit behind him, and it went wide of the right hand upright. Still 0-0.
He couldn't have asked for a much better chance than that. It was a brilliant ball, a low ball in from Iorpender.
Iorpender cuts infield on his right foot, has a shot straight into the arms of the keeper, and the keeper now will go down. There's an injury.
Thought it was a fairly routine catch.
Yeah,
bent down low and kind of just claimed it with his arms.
It's funny really, because I was going to say before that happened, how long will it be before the keeper is instructed to go down and we have a break for some half-time refreshment?
You make a good point. It doesn't surprise me, because Notts have started to take the game by the scruff of the neck, and Grimsby have started to sort of lose control of the, not completely lose control, but lose authority of the way they're playing.
Only as far as Iorpender, but Sweeney gets something on it. Beddo finds a ball through for Matty Dennis. He's in the box at the cop end, puts his foot on it, tries a shot straight into the arms of the keeper, centre of goal. Good work there, he angled it for a shot, did Matty Dennis. Good effort, but straight into the arms of the keeper. Flick on from Unglove, comes through to Matty Dennis, plays it out wide left for Jody Jones, finds a cross ball in. Oh, almost went in for Tom Iorpender, ghosting into that far post. The keeper got something on it, and it just put Iorpender off at the last moment. Never going to be an easy game for Notts County, as Leon Glove is going to be... Oh, he's sent off! He sent Leon Glove off. Well, that didn't look like a poor challenge from Leon Glove. It looked like a bookable offence. But he sent him off, a straight red card. What are your thoughts there?
15 minutes to play. Still words being exchanged between Undluff and Harvey Rogers, Grimsby captain. He's going to have to trudge off. And it was a loose ball heading towards the touchline, and he's just sort of stuck his left foot out and caught Harvey Rogers on his right shin.
Well, I have to say, in my opinion, that's a poor decision by the referee. It probably warranted a yellow card,
yeah,
but no more than that.
For a straight red, it's a really bizarre decision.
It's gone for a straight red. He must have seen something that we didn't. It's a free kick for Grimsby, and the fans here at Meadow Lane can't get over that at all. Stunned silence from Notts, who are down to 10. And Grimsby Town could be guilty of overrunning Notts here. Bekrea Nuru is on his right wing back. It's gone in. A shot from Vernon has gone in from the edge of the 18-yard box. He cut infield from the left-hand side. And with 6 minutes to go, Grimsby Town have got exactly what they wanted out of this game. They've done nothing really in this second half. But Notts down to 10. And Vernon cut in from the left-hand touchline and fired the ball in. It's Notts County nil, Grimsby Town 1. 12,478 here at Meadow Lane this afternoon. It's a Division 4 game, is this? 1,993 from Grimsby, who are at the moment, they're the happier of the two sets of fans that are here. Corner then for Notts County, to be taken by Bennett. He swings in towards the far post. Header goalwards, what a good save that is. Away to his left-hand side, Jackson Smith has kept his team in it. Bekrea Nuru picks the ball up, but he loses out. Iopender on the ball at the moment, but that was a terrific save from Jackson Smith. Bekrea Nuru finds Platt, turns the ball round the corner looking for Matty Dennis, and the referee blows for full time, and Grimsby celebrate like they've won the World Cup. The fans over that far side, 1,993 of them, have gone home very happy. A goal from Charles Vernon on 84 minutes, the difference between the two sides, with Notts having a player in Leon Glove sent off for a knee-high challenge, sent off on the 75th minute. Charles Vernon made something of it on the 84th minute with a lovely shot, curling the ball in past James Belshaw's left hand to make it 1-0 to the visitors. And that's how it's finished here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 0, Grimsby Town 1.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.